Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily, and today we will be talking about Once Upon a Time's latest episode, Firebird, which pretty much ripped my heart out in this episode, and I know it ripped Emily's heart out, so it's a tough episode.
And if it didn't rip your heart out, you probably don't have one.
You don't have one. We'll call you Cora.
You don't have one. Yes.
Her name is not Cora. So before we get into the super painful part of the episode, let's start at the beginning. When Selena got kidnapped by Rumble and Pan because they have nothing better to do, and Rumble's working with Pan, quote unquote. Ha 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 ha. Okay. And basically Rumple wants him to tear up the contract on their kid. So he does, and yada yada yada, everyone's happy. Wow. I'm sorry, I'm still so over the Hades and Selena storyline.
Yeah. So basically, before that, but Hades, like, comes to Emma and Hook and Charming and everyone.
Oh, yeah,
and is,
yeah,
like,
for help.
Like, oh, can you help me, whatever, get Selena back. And at first Regina's going to, like, you know, step up to the plate because now she's, like, playing Sister of the Year. Because
now they're real sisters.
They found out that they knew each other and loved each other once
for
in their life.
For 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes, yeah. But then it turns out, actually, that Hades needs Emma to do it for whatever reason. I can't remember what he said. I can't remember what his, oh, because he offers her a deal, and he says, oh, if you help me get Selena back, then I will take everyone's names off the headstones so that you can leave the underworld. And so that's why Emma goes to, you know, gold with Hades and convinces Rumple to just, like, let it go after Hades
back
up the contract. Because he's like, oh, I forget what he said he was going to do, but he's like, just kidding. It's not over yet because I need a heart from my dad or whatever they were going to do so he can come back to life. But
I don't know why Corella doesn't know about this loophole.
I know, right? Like, steal somebody's heart and you can just go back. I mean, though
she's, like, so eager to have Henry write her back to life. Like, just steal her heart.
Yeah.
Rumple's
maybe,
heart, cough,
I'm
cough.
Sure maybe there's, like, a fault in that. Like, I'm guessing that you can't just, like, you know. Like,
true.
With, as we found out later, Ben, all the tombstones, their names are all gone, and Emma's like, great, it's time to split my heart so I can save you, Hook, and then it doesn't work. So what Hades was saying, like, oh, he was Charming was, like, dead for, like, less than a minute. So his soul, like, never left his body. Like, he was still, like, soul hadn't moved on from his body. And that's why they were able to save him, apparently. So the Hook's been dead for, like, weeks, and his body is, like, rotting somewhere in Storybrooke, like, it didn't
no,
work.
It's not.
So I'm guessing,
no,
so I'm guessing it wouldn't work for Pan, and then it wouldn't work for Cruella if they just, like, stuck the heart in the body.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'm guessing that's, like, the loop around with Rumple and the whole heart situation.
All these,
like, even if you tried.
All these underworld rules are very, like, half-written and confusing.
Yeah. They're kind of just like, sure, this is a rule. Like, all these, oh, you were dead for longer than, like, 3 minutes? Sorry. Your soul is down in the underworld. That means you can't be resurrected with a someone else's heart.
Darn.
Apparently, Charming Soul had yet to move on to the underworld, so he was able to be saved. But yeah, that was all.
Speaking of hearts, Hades started beating.
Oh, yeah. The whole, like, okay, so that's what two true love kisses now we've gotten in this season? Or three? Have there been three? I think it's just two.
Two.
Well, in this half of the season. Not counting the Camelot stuff, because, like, that's a whole other thing.
did they have...
this half of the season.
I don't even remember.
I think it's been
I don't even remember
two.
The other half of the season right now.
I'm not even going to try and
it's
figure out the
Ruby
Camelot
and Dorothy.
Stuff. But on this, in this arc... So that's two true love kisses. Neither of which have been Kevin's one until.
But that's okay.
But that's okay
because they
we
were confirmed by
better.
Greek gods.
they were true love. They were confirmed by the gods themselves to be true love. So honestly, I'll take that over a kiss any day.
I'm okay with that.
So Zelina and Hades had their true love kiss and. La-di-da, rainbow flash of light, and Hades' heart started beating again. So,
blah,
okay,
blah,
he can leave
blah.
The underworld. Bad.
Yay.
Should have kept his heart not beating Zelina, because him being alive, not alive, him having a beating heart and no ties to the underworld is very bad.
Thanks. I'm kind of really happy it turned out he was lying, because I was going to be so mad if he was just going to go to Storybrooke and they're going to, like, open, like, a shop or something, like, shop or potpourri shop. So I'm okay with that.
This is what I was hinting at before in the last episode, that we finally maybe now know that, hey, this was probably his plan all along. Once they all showed up there, he figures, I'm going to get Zelina down here somehow. I'm going to get my heart to start beating again. And then I'm going to trap them all here, and I'm going to go back, and they're going to stay behind. So I think that, which I guess technically, minus the whole, like, his heart beating again thing, him trapping their names on the headstones kind of was, like, alluded to the fact that he wanted them to get trapped down there. But the fact that he thought he made them think he was going to make everything okay and all he needed was love and whatever and everything was happy and smiley rainbow is like a bunch of crap.
It was very devious and I loved it.
Even
and I loved the fact that we didn't know.
I know.
It made it
even
better
a lot more
diabolical
than I gave him credit for.
Because like when Rumple knows, like when we know what Rumple's up to, we're just like, I hate you, Rumple. Get out of here. But now with Hades, I'm like, respect.
I'm like, mad props, man. You really had me fooled. Because I honestly couldn't even think of like any reasons why he was doing anything that he was doing. And I should have seen that it was all a trick to like get them to the point where they think that they're going to all go home and he's going to be like, just kidding, I'm going to steal it from you. Like, I'm going to go and we're going to rule. Like, because clearly, like, he formed the underworld to be like Storybrooke or whatever he said, which I still feel like they need to explain that better, which apparently they might before the end of the season. So once things didn't work out like the way he wanted them to in the I feel like the underworld thing was like that was like his temporary solution to make Zelina fall for him again was so that he could be like, oh, look what I've built for you, and look at all these things I've done for you, like, love me.
Yeah.
And then she finally fell for it. And then all he needed was her to, like, help restart his heart, which I don't doubt that he loves her, because he's crazy, and so is she. But
true.
Like, that crazy kind of evil love. But, yeah, I feel like he obviously, it was like she was a means to an end for him. Like, he wouldn't have brought her down there if he didn't need her.
Yep.
So,
I concur. Thankfully, Robin's heart was not actually taken. He put it back.
Bless.
The one thing I was happy Rumple did with all the rumors flying lately about Robin Hood. So,
the problem for this episode didn't make me feel any better about it, but it's okay.
That's another story.
I don't want to.
That's another story. But yeah, so he made a fake heart, and it was full of the River of Lost Souls water or whatever, and he shoved it into Pan, and Pan disappeared into nothing, which, I mean, Pan really deserved it more than anybody to be shoved into
well,
the river.
Yeah.
And technically, he had the river shoved into him, but, you know, you get my point. He definitely deserved it, although I wish we had gotten more of him throughout the underworld instead of him just being like, hey, son,
yeah,
what's up?
I really
want to help me get back
have...
up here? Okay, thanks. I'll see you later. See you in nine episodes.
Yeah, the fact that he, like, disappeared back into the shadows for majority of the time and then showed back up the last, you know, in the 11th hour in the last episode and then got sent away in this one. It's just, yeah, because I wanted him just to be more devious. And I loved him. I loved him.
I know you did.
So evil, and God, it's just, you'd think, most people you'd think would be, like, betrayed or feel bad that they're, like, one of their favorite characters gets, like, completely flipped on their head, but I'm not me. I loved it, and I still love it, and when I think about it, I still think that that's, like, one of the best twists that this show has ever had, in my opinion, was that whole Neverland. Granted, the execution of some parts of it were meh, but just the concept in general, to me, this is, like, one of the smarter things that they've come up with overall. So I just loved Pan, and Robbie K is just fantastic at being a sassy little, you know, villain. So I will miss him dearly, hopefully. Maybe there's some way that he'll show up in flashbacks again. Possibly, maybe more Hook flashbacks in the future. That would be cool.
Yes,
but,
I would love more Neverland Hook flashbacks.
Because
we really didn't get that
see...
many. We got, like,
Hook,
two, maybe?
Under Pan service, like, you know, he was there forever. Like, so many years. Like, hundreds of years.
Yeah.
There's so much
potential.
There's
so much you could do with that. Soon.
And then,
soon.
Of course, that's all contingent on the fact that Hook, you know, makes it back from the underworld. Because at this point, they're making us think that it's not going to happen, even though
Stop
we know it.
It
will. But they're trying to make us think
Stop
it's not
it.
Going to happen.
I know.
So much so that my own mother
Anyways.
Called me last night.
Anyways.
Literally, my mom called me and said, oh, I was catching up on TV shows, and I wanted to know if you were, like, crying. I'm like, thanks, Mom. Thanks a lot. She's like, I'm surprised you're not more upset. I was like, I would be more upset if, one, I didn't see spoilers, and two, I know the way this show works, and there's no way they would ever get rid of him, so.
Yeah, that's how I was. Like, I was upset, but I was like, I've seen the finale picture spoiler.
That does not mean that I did not cry like a little baby for a long time about it.
That was probably one of their best scenes. I feel like, anytime one of them's dying, and it's usually only Hook dying, their scenes, just their acting, like, just goes through the roof amazing. And, like, when he was, like, grabbing her hand, and,
literally, like, I will,
regardless
of whatever else happens
in
the rest of this show, I don't think there's anything that could ever be any more heartbreaking than the things that we have already gone through. So at this point, it's all uphill from here, because I honestly don't think I can't picture anything else that could be soul-crushing as watching Hook die for real.
Three times.
For one time it was for actual, for real. You know, and then seeing him have to say goodbye to Emma.
Because
and
to them,
literally,
like, even though we know that it's not for real, to them it's for real. And it's just...
Yes. In the moment, I was, like, really feeling it. Also, the fact that Hook admitted that Emma can only ever really express how she really, really, really feels deep down inside when she's, like, one of them is in danger or dying, basically. Because the first time she said she loved him was when she was about to get engulfed by darkness. Even though he knew she wanted to say it before, he didn't push her. And then when push comes to shove, she finally said it when... she thought she was going to disappear and not see him for a long time. And then he said he loved her back. And there's all things, so many painful things. Okay.
after this whole thing wraps up with the underworld, let's just prayer
let's just, can they just be happy for a little bit?
Just get to go in their little Dark One mansion and just be happy for, like, at least 3 episodes.
A week.
Because that's
yeah.
a week. That would be nice. You know.
That would be great.
A while. That would be
Dude,
great.
There's so much to ask.
This is so... there have been so many things.
Speaking,
I loved
the flashbacks this episode because they're Emma.
Yes.
And we very rarely get Emma flashbacks.
Which is ridiculous
was,
since she is the main character on the show, but that's neither here nor there.
Yep. Nope. But the fact that it paralleled so perfectly with the pilot and her being a bounty hunter, and like we learned like where it came from.
Oh my God,
I'm assuming this was after she had given Henry up for adoption.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, yeah.
Yeah, because she had the yellow bug. So this was like after
that's right.
she got
okay.
out of prison in Phoenix.
Good
and
job.
It was like,
and Emily puts the pieces together better than I do. But she's still stealing stuff.
Yes. So basically, I think it ended like Emma had just gotten out of prison, you know, her 14 months or whatever, however long she was supposed to be in there. I forget. And
I was like 12.
She
yeah,
gave up Henry,
like
and so she was like 18 or whatever, however old she was when she got out of prison, and she broke her parole, so that's why she ended
that's
up getting
right.
hunted down by a bail bonds person, who I know what you mean though about the pilot. Literally, the way she walked across the street,
it's
the
like,
fact that her car was booted,
like,
everything was like exactly
even
the
words,
same.
Even exactly what she said, it was all
oh,
the
like,
same.
Oh,
and I was
oh wait,
like,
let
yeah.
me guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
And now stop me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, so stop me if I'm wrong. That
was
really
perfect.
Cool. I liked seeing that a lot.
And then the jacket, the armor. I was like,
yes.
That's where she gets it from.
But someone did point out the fact that it was kind of strange that she got that red jacket in, like, 2009. So she only technically, like, had her armor for, like, 2 years before Henry showed up. Like mentally, she had it for much longer, but physically, she didn't acquire physical armor until like 2 years before, she, you know, everything hit the fan. So that could have just been us.
Wait,
I'm sure someone was saying that like the year that showed up on the bottom, like when she got the red jacket, it said like 2009.
Oh, did it?
Maybe I'd have to go back and rewatch that part.
I didn't even see
but,
a year.
I did.
It wouldn't be
I
the first
like
time they messed up on dates, though.
Well, yeah. So I feel like when she went and found, but maybe that was wrong. I don't know. That was just something I briefly saw that someone was, like, complaining about on the internet. They're like, it doesn't make any sense because Emma was, you know, supposedly has this walls built up, but she only built up her walls for 2 years. Like, that doesn't make sense. So I have to go back and check. But
I don't know, but
way.
I loved it.
I loved how
so
she
much.
Found the red jacket and put it on. And she's like, I got to get to work. Like, oh, Emma. I love Emma flashbacks. I need more of them. I don't care if they're not fairy tale oriented flashbacks,
yep.
which is probably why they don't
do
them that often.
Which wouldn't make sense because it would be cheaper for them to do Emma's book.
I know, right? Less green screen, less costume.
But all right.
You know, orient, you know, crazy costume. But the biggest thing of all was the fact that Hook and Emma went down to try and save his life and then had to do a test designed by the gods, and then they passed it. Their true love, and it is real, and it is in the
script. Nobody can say anything.
Confirmed, and nobody can say otherwise, because literally it is. There's no denying anymore. They are the end all be all.
Yes. And except that they had to go through the portal without him. And she was waiting
for the fact that, you know,
it was horrible.
The thing they went down there to get wasn't there because Hades put it down. He tricked them. And then Hades tricked everybody else. Oh, I love how Corona
I want
was
Emma
like,
to kill
now that
Hades.
Hades is going to be gone. Now that Hades is going to be gone, the Blind Witch and I are going to take over, and we're going to trap you all here. Like,
That was great.
I thought that was
I really loved
that.
Great. I thought that was hilarious.
That was a nice touch.
Yeah, just the whole Captain Vaughn true love test or whatever you want to call it, the fact that they were, like, confirmed, and the fact that Emma, like, put her heart down and, like, Killian was, like, convinced that it wasn't going to work. Well, when it didn't work, he was like, oh, I guess it's just, you know, we're not true love or whatever. And then Emma was like, whatever, for whatever reason, you know, the test was like, oh, is she going to save herself or him? And she picked him, and then it was like the door opened, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yep. I was very concerned. I'm like, what if they, I was like, what if they actually aren't? I was like, this is going to be horrible.
I was about to be like, listen here, people.
I'm like, this isn't the original, so this isn't like some horrible CW show that puts your heart out.
Very upset. But
yeah,
we know, we have confirmed,
sure.
We knew all along. And I also love that there were so many parallels in this whole episode to, like, Tallahassee in general, which was, like, the first, like, real Hook and Emma, like, episode. Like, the fact that, oh, like, she locked him up and whatever and left him behind, and now she had to leave him behind and all the things, and the way things were shot and the visuals and everything, it all just seemed like a big parallel. And it was just, everything came full circle. And now, hopefully, next episode, even though
beautiful
it looks like they're having a funeral for Killian, that he will somehow show up at the end of the episode and be like, surprise,
be like,
I'm back. Because we're on the street is.
All right.
Zeus is going to be in the next episode, so maybe that has to do with it.
We'll see. Hmm. Interesting. All right, guys. Be sure to check out our website for more recaps, interviews, and all that good stuff over at thevro.com. Like us on Facebook at Variety Radio Online. We're on Twitter at thevro, and Instagram, Tumblr, and Audio Boom, and iTunes at Variety Radio Online. We will see you next week on Monday, and hopefully we won't be as sad about in this next episode, but we probably will be, so fair warning. It might look like a sad one. So,
it
right,
is
guys.
Called Last
Bye.
Rites. So,
oh, joy. Perfect. Yep.
So excited for that. See you then.
Great. Bye.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.